The meeting recorder going. All right. Roll call, Steve Arman.
Dennis Anderson.
Tim Johnson for Ryan Christensen.
Steve Wilkins, Finance Director.
Janelle Summers, Administrative Assistant.
David Buckingham, HR Director.
Mike McGuire, Administrator.
Great, thank you all for being here. Any public comments from public? I see none, so we'll move on to the item number three, compensation classification study. We've been eagerly waiting. Bridget, is that what you're going to take?
Yep. This is what I've got from Springstead. Take one and pass it down. It's a lot of data. Everybody's first page should read staff. And what you'll I'll help you figure this one out here. It's the current salary for the staff, you know, for the position listed is to your left. It's your very first column. And then the proposed grade level is Springstead's grade level, not ours. Okay, so keep that in mind. And then, of course, they're showing the minimum, mid, and max ranges. And then they're telling us, you'll notice that three positions, based on market analysis, are below the range. And you'll notice then two options, option one and option two, to get them raised. And you can see the raised amount in the difference column. So out of all of these jobs, there's only three that fall below the marketable range. Any questions on that page?
Just the obvious when we see 21.60%.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on there?
Well, based on the scoring of the position and the market, that position is that's the percentage that it needs to be increased up to.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Dennis.
Can you explain? I'm not understanding the difference, option one and option two. They're reading the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing? Oh.
Wait till we get to the last page.
Oh.
I noticed that too. So, yeah. But the last page of your packet, second to the last page, shows the difference.
Mr. Chair, if I could add.
Sure.
And keep in mind, by increasing that one 21.6%, which jumps out at everyone, it puts a person at the minimum, doesn't put it.
Right.
Just minimum to minimum.
Okay.
So it's.
That's all they're getting us to is the minimum.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
My question would go to the position descriptions they're using here, or the titles, if you will,
uh-huh.
They're using, because there isn't a description. That's what my question goes to about how are they comparing the qualifications of the various positions that they compared these to.
Well, we didn't get any job description changes back from them. Were they supposed to do that?
No, we sent them copies of the job descriptions we had, is what they were comparing, based on our job description.
Based on our job descriptions, and then the, I'm sure they used job descriptions from the others, from the surveyed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she didn't come back with any job description changes that we needed.
That you recommended.
So
I'm just curious because I'm guessing that they aren't all identical. There are some
no,
variances.
But I think you're going to have the main points in there, you know.
Yeah.
So
city clerk's a good example. You know, when Kevin was city clerk, that was a totally different type of city clerk than
mm-hmm.
you typically see,
right.
You know, in the League of Minnesota City Survey or something. But
mm-hmm.
Judy now is more typical of what you'd see as a city clerk.
Right.
In the League of Minnesota Cities surveys.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, then moving on, you have the next one is data, and this is all the surveyed, you know, what the places, the cities that were surveyed with these, and what the survey comes up with for an average pay for these positions. And then seeing our points here. So if you want to take a look at me, I'm willing to share, I'll share my data. I come in at 511 points. The survey says that is my pay range, according to the analysis. Okay, that's the average pay for that position with that many points. That's how this page reads. And then that's just another view to look at on the title and grade page. You'll notice the grade level, of course, is not ours. That is Springstead's grade range. But the points that you see on the left side are the points that we use, that we came up, scored these positions at. So she said you want to concentrate on that middle section, which is salary survey versus proposal. And of course, when you're looking at these, keep in mind these are all the job, not the person in the job, yep. Okay? Yep. Dennis, you know about that business, I'm sure, being in HR.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next page is a salary survey summary. And this shows you the number of respondents for each job, so how many surveys came in from however many they put out there to the different cities. And you can see in red the differences there, the comparable to what we're paying and the differences. It's the survey data comparison to our pay, I guess is how I should word that. And then the next page you have, of course, your options. So if you want to take a minute and look everything over, and we'll go on to what we're recommending.
You know, it kind of tells me that we had pretty good information from Frank Madden when we made an adjustment about a year ago. And we made, you know, some adjustments. Only one is glaringly off, so that's good information.
Okay, how would you like to propose going through each of these categories, each of these positions? On the last page, you have the points.
The last page is their suggestion for a salary structure.
Okay.
Mike and I talked about their grading. It does not coincide with our points. So for instance, my job came in at 511 points. That would be their grade 8. The pay range follows it, but not the grade number. Okay, so we would, am I right, Mike? We would like to keep our grade.
Well, I think as long as we stay with the same system that we're using, we should. So they'll have to, between us and
yep, we'll have to work the salary range.
But the numbers
out.
Won't change,
right?
But how many grades do we have? We have less grades than 15, don't we?
Yeah, we call them.
We have 14.
And we also call them ranges instead of grades, but they think they should be grades, which is...
Yeah.
Probably makes better sense, but...
Yeah.
Apples and oranges. So I think the real thing we need to kind of address tonight would be the three, and, you know, we have some thoughts on how we should move it. We probably don't want to, you know, take the whole thing at one time, but based on dollar amounts, I think Bridget has that.
Yeah.
Well...
The easiest way to go through would be to start on the first page and deal with the accounting supervisor first.
Okay, and so that difference is $4,762.47. We can do this one of two ways. We can do the whole thing now, which it's been my understanding that in the history of raising people, it has been done up to that amount, if not more. Or you can break it down and cap it and say $2,000 a year, you know, type of thing. Definitely for the next one, you would want to probably break that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, I just see it pointless to break it up in 2 years, I guess, so.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the, you know, have some dollar amounts. See, if it's less than $2,000, you just, you know, get done with it.
Yeah, sure.
If it's less than $2,000 to $5,000, you do it over 2 years. And if it's $5,000 to $11,000, you probably do it over 3 years, would be my... I mean, that those are pretty healthy increases, but I know you haven't always done it that way.
Okay. Well, and on behalf of, you know, the employees, because I'm sitting on both sides of the fence here, of course, if you cap it at two, you know, I got to go with what history's been telling me or showing me that some of these positions have been waiting quite a while. Is it going to be detrimental to the budget if we did go with the 4,700 off the bat, say? I can understand the 11 waiting, you know, over the course of a couple of years. But I must speak on behalf of the employee as well.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'd be okay with that, too. There's just options for you. I don't know if you want to bite off especially the $11,400 all at once.
Typically, I haven't had that happen in my experience.
Yeah, normally it's
yeah.
Spread out.
Yeah, I mean, they will do $5,000 each year, but not the whole 11 in one year. So,
I agree with that. This is going to definitely impact the budget.
Yes.
And I don't know what's allowed in there specifically, what allowances were put in.
That's my question with this, what the budget impact is. I mean, I don't know if it's significant, negligible. Or...
Well, my question is, effective when? Is this effective 1/1 of 16 or 1/1 of 17 or December of 16 or when's the effective date so we can get a grasp on?
Yeah, I would suggest 1/1/17.
And there is some money in the budget. I can't tell you how much. Steve mentioned the category last night. Steve?
Well, there's non-departmental. It will have to address any kind of non-contract settled. I mean, the labor contracts are all settled through 17 except the supervisory ones and the non-represented.
Right.
So any actions we take are going to have an impact on, you know, we need to know how that's going to coincide. So any actions we do have, we're going to have to reflect it in the budget and that's going to be effective. Would that have to go to finance to make sure the appropriate funds are allocated there?
I still think that there's money in the budget. I'm not understanding. There is money in the budget to handle some unforeseen salary. This, mm-hmm. isn't there?
There was no direction given to me as far as, you know, as far as the non-represented and the supervisory, as far as factoring in a dollar amount?
There wasn't.
The 2016 budgets actually have to be adjusted yet, too, as far as the settlements because of the timing issue.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, in the 16 budget, there is some money for the 16 settlements, there was direction given for that, but not for 17.
Not for 17.
17, we have the actual settlements on.
Well, again, if that, that kind of points to, you know, where it hasn't actually been budgeted to spread it out at least a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you spread out, especially if you did the 3 years, the cost would be, you know, 1,500 and 2,300 is, and 4,000, whatever those streams, you know, be $8,000-$9,000, which would not be, it's something that.
What was discussed when the study was taking place with any changes? It wasn't discussed what would happen should we have to do some salary increases? We're just going to look at the study results and that's go from
the,
there.
That's what the understanding was.
Yeah, I think so.
And no intention of starting it in 2017? No, it wasn't talked about.
We were looking to have this, I think, in the summer.
Yeah.
Before I got
here.
Was the intention to, if there were salaries that needed adjusting, to do it in 2016? Since you were anticipating the results back in,
I don't know that we had that discussion.
Oh.
Only comments I ever remember, and I don't even remember who made them, was that we expected there would be some changes,
yes.
We had no idea what they'd be.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all I remember.
So now we got to look at when to do that.
Yeah, and if we stick to the, I mean, it'll be 2017, just very soon. If we stick to that, then the biggest thing you have to think about is recommendation, how much to do each year. And I don't think we should drag it out over 5 years.
No.
You know, 2 or 3 max.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Get it up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a couple of adjustments early in 16, I think it was. We certainly can't take the 11, in my opinion, over in 1 year.
Right,
that's
right.
Got to
that's
be,
a given.
That's got to be split. Now, the other question I have is, will these be adjusted upward every year somehow for whatever?
That's what we have to come to a decision on a salary structure.
Yeah, after we talk about this, actually, yeah. I'd like to talk about two positions in particular. But then everyone should have some movement within their range based on performance, mainly. Seniority to some degree, but more so performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've been doing that. That's why people are basically at the bottom of the, a lot of them are at the bottom mm-hmm. of the range.
But Steve, looking at these are strictly salary numbers. These do not represent FICA. Social Security contributions and
I didn't get these numbers, but that's what my understanding is.
Just looking at them, they look like straight salary. Not
that's my understanding.
They are straight salary.
Yeah.
Straight salary.
So we have more expenses than just these salary increases.
About 30%.
Well, it probably wouldn't be 30%, but you'd have the 7% whatever on FICA and 6% or
we'll have to, after the open enrollment period for health insurance, we'll have to do some adjusting on all the budgets and stuff for that too, depending on where everybody falls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the personnel costs will have to be adjusted.
So you should probably look at
when we do make this decision on these changes. Then assuming that you will put the final numbers to the total costs and bring that to the mayor and the budget and mm-hmm. finance. Okay.
Just because of the timing of the issue, it'll probably happen after, as a budget amendment, after the hearing on the 5th, unless directed otherwise.
Well,
I mean, it may confuse things if you throw it in now. And
but we have to resolve it. We have to come up with it.
But it can be done at any. We've handled that before where somebody was on single health insurance and went to family. We had to adjust their departmental budget because it's a big increase for that department.
Right.
So we've done that throughout the year. Same with adjustments. If somebody's had an adjustment mid-year, we have addressed the budgetary change mid-year.
But we want to authorize what you think we should do with the three of you, because you've been working on it, or You know, you've been working on it, so it should be done before the first of the year.
Absolutely.
Even though it may not be implemented until the second pay period or something, for the first of the year.
Well,
I guess my question would be, is the statute on the job evaluation system been followed as far as the notifications with the exclusive representatives and the commissioner and everything? Because anytime you change an evaluation system, that has to be done.
Well, they're changing the ranges. They're not going to an evaluation system.
No, we're staying with the same evaluation system.
Okay, make things confusing, Steve, or is there a problem with that?
I haven't been working with it, so if they're saying that they're not changing the evaluation system, that's
okay.
Yeah, and if we have a concern on that, we should probably talk to Frank, simply because we've had some gaps between Larry and I and didn't have HR person.
I think it would be wise to have.
Yeah, before we actually implement it. But again, we need to get from the committee.
What do we do with the three jobs?
Yep.
I think clearly the two, in my opinion, two of them could just be handled.
Okay.
Yep. The first and third.
And first, 1-1 of 17.
Okay.
I don't know what to say about the other one.
Well, typically from my experience, when it's that high of a number, and I've even dealt with higher numbers, believe it or not, they have gone over anything 5 and above, they've done 2 or more years. So you can make a choice there. I would not recommend going more than 3.
No.
Okay, no. That would be, I mean, if you're going to go, I mean, for of course the employee, 2 would be great. But if for the budget it's better to go 3, then that's what we could do.
Also keep in mind that we're only bringing that person up to the minimum.
I know.
Exactly.
And those ranges are Springstead's ranges, not the city's?
They are not the city's.
Right.
The cities are way lower.
Okay, and what job duties? It surprised me to see the big spread. I'm just talking out loud here. As far as the duties of the information systems coordinator, are we not doing something, or this individual maybe, I'm not trying to point fingers, are there duties that this person maybe should be doing with this pay range that that person is not doing now, that or does that person have a capability in it? I don't know how that all fits into
my understanding is the job, his job duties increased, the job itself. I don't want to talk person because this is based on the job.
Right, it's on the job.
But
right.
The job description took on what the coordinator, we used to have a coordinator,
right. Yep.
What the coordinator did.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why this came in so low. Okay, so don't involve the person, the job
person,
itself.
Just
the
job.
Yeah.
And it's a very key position. I mean, if we have problems there, Steve can't issue checks, and you know, we have all kinds of, can't.
Well,
so we're looking at about $3,830 for 3 years increase. Is that about right? That's what I can
help
with.
Yeah, very close. Right on, probably. So it's either 2 or 3, I guess, would be my recommendation too.
Yeah, I could live with either one. We'd probably need a motion.
I would think that was probably the best thing to do. We want to deal with that first.
Just the three.
Individually.
The three.
All three of them.
Sure, do them all.
Well, the one you're gonna. I mean, if you want to make part of the motion that it's.
Yeah.
You know. Aside, the first two immediate, the third one will be in the course of 2 or 3 years.
Yep, that's what I would say. And
do you want to say based on the budget, or, I mean, do you want to narrow it down to just 2 years, or do you want to say 3 years?
That's up to them.
I know, that's what I'm saying, they have to make a decision on.
And when we do this, do we do it by a job title? Is that the way you would like this?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I'd move.
Okay.
That the position of accounting supervisor and HR director have their wages adjusted to the minimum effective 1/1/17. The information systems coordinator have that adjusted to the minimum over a period of 3 years. Does that
mm-hmm.
it's clear enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Beginning 1/1/17.
That gives flexibility for either two or three for.
Well, no, if the way it was worded, it's three.
I said three.
Yeah.
Wouldn't give us the flexibility of.
Suppose it could always be changed if for some reason it became necessary in 2 years.
Oh, right, right.
You know. But to be honest, that one isn't a surprise to us.
No. That's what I understand.
We had the inkling of that.
Just didn't know how much. Okay, we have a motion on the table. Second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the issue?
Mr. Chairman, are you changing in adopting these pay ranges then?
I'm adjusting those three jobs to the minimum that's listed.
On these.
Option one.
Based upon the study.
Yeah, based on the study.
Based on the study.
Those three jobs.
Might not be, well, maybe pertinent to this whole thing. You know, anytime we're adjusting wages, there's always concern and there's maybe a little angst. You know, we have a lot of employees. I'm just wondering how this is overall is going to impact us. Do you have any comments on that? How this might affect things in the future? We want to keep the morale up. And, you know, I don't want to shortchange anybody. I don't think that's our intention. But this is going to have an impact on future negotiations and future development next year. So
that's a risk you take with any kind of study that's done. Okay. And in my experience, we have just worked with each employee that came forward with an issue with it. And we've treated them the same way we have, like, all these positions. Okay. Then I conduct my own analysis work and surveying and whatnot. We don't need to spend money on a company to do it.
Okay.
I've worked with Springstead before. I know these things can happen. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks.
I didn't put it in the motion, but you had indicated that you will get Frank's involvement. Frank,
yes, we will.
And so if there's any kerfuffle.
Yep.
Any problem that we had to do something with the ranges differently or whatever, we would either have another quick meeting or hold out for a couple more weeks.
Do we need to include in that motion and amend the motion to add to send it to the mayor for a budget approval and all that, or that's automatic?
We will do that.
Okay. All right. All right. Any further discussion on the motion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you for getting that study done, Bridget.
Oh, I didn't get it done, but
maybe
I pushed to get it over here.
We can hope that maybe you influence.
She knows me, so I hope that had some influence anyway.
That's good.
Then the other part of it, Mr. Chair, is some of these specific positions. And one, there's a couple that come to mind that I've heard from directors about mainly is the public works superintendent and the police captain. And it's not uncommon, I've had to deal with it and I'm sure Bridget has, in that the person immediately below them, public works superintendent would be the foreman, with overtime and whatever, they bump up and a lot of times make more money than the person with the higher title. And that's just wrong. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. And for sure, with the police captain, we've had that happen with the sergeants, and again, that's wrong. So it's easy enough to get around it. It's going to cost us a few dollars, but what you have to do is, look at the ranges and move, the person up enough so at a minimum, the average sergeant doesn't, by average I mean salary, doesn't make more money.
Yes.
Than the captain.
Most definitely, a lot more responsibility. Yes,
that was a topic that was brought to our attention.
We talked about salary compression quite a bit.
And that was the example cited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the two I've heard mainly about.
Yeah. I mean, the first one you mentioned, the public book superintendent, the captain was.
Anyway, else it's over these ranges, so they'll just refund the difference back to the city.
I don't think you have to worry about that, because I don't think anybody's over those ranges.
Okay.
No.
I gathered that.
Well, that's a good question, though, Tim, and a good comment. You know, we we can't memorize all these numbers. That's why we have staff do it.
They're just ranges.
If there's something online, you know, we want to be made aware of it. And I'm sure we can deal with that in another meeting unless we want to dive into it more, but it's a lot to digest right now. But the obvious is pretty obvious. I know we did right.
So do you want us to come back maybe at a meeting yet this year? I assume we'll have at least one more.
I'd like to throw this out and settle on it. I would prefer to settle this for, or let it settle for a week or two, and then give an opportunity for feedback.
Okay.
And making contact with Frank.
Yeah, we'll make contact with Frank.
Right.
Yeah, and then bring him back again and
okay.
Do recommendations.
I understand the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not right.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
And then we can also bring back better information, exactly what the history shows, say the last couple of years, that what the overtime was in some of those positions, so you know how much it has compressed. Which I don't think you have that now, do you?
I did get something from Steve, so I do have some information here.
We'll bring it back to us.
Yeah, bring it all back in the
package. Okay, great.
Okay. Things not on the agenda, just a couple of quick items, talk briefly about them. You had the meeting with the employees on the HSA account.
Uh-huh.
Just curious, you're going to give us a little update? And
yes, we went through the numbers for employee pays X amount and employer pays X amount this morning at the director's meeting, got it all squared away, and I sent it out to all employees. I got four calls back to come in and talk to me, so I sat down with four individuals and their spouses today and went through it with them, and they felt a lot better when they left.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So so far that's going great now.
Right. Yeah. Sit back and see what happens. Is there any other questions on that?
When does open enrollment end? The first week in December or?
November 30th.
November 30th, okay.
The only other thing I just wanted to briefly bring up, and that's orientation for new elected officials. We never really have set up any kind of a standard procedure, or it's some people have been gotten tours. We should make some kind of a policy that all new elected, of course, go to the training, and that we also have appropriate time for them to meet and introduce all the staff people and the buildings. To go yep. through that, and you talked with Marv about that the other night.
Yeah, at this point, I've tentatively set up with two of the three new people. Okay. The third one hasn't confirmed. December 14th, we'd probably make an all day out of it, like 9 to 3 or 4.
Sure,
short day.
Sure.
We'd meet in here. I'll go through. I mean, I've done a bunch of these because it is very important. You're right. Mm-hmm. Go over some of the basics. You want to talk about the charter a little bit. Give them a copy of the documents that they should have, and tell them to go home and spend a couple of nights reading it all.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe answer a few questions, you know, that type of thing. And then for the directors that are in this building, Steve and Bridget and Bruce, they would come in at some point during the day and talk about their jobs, their departments. If new people want to go up and look at, you know, each office area, that would be great, so they are familiar. And then probably half to two-thirds of the time we'd be out in a little bus of some sort or a van looking at the different facilities. And I'll include Bridget because she has not been out to those facilities.
No.
And I haven't been out to
I
a couple of them, like
work.
Treatment plant, sewer treatment plant they want me to go to, so I will. And it'll be a, you know, all day affair. I was going to mention it in my memo, Friday memo, that maybe any other council person, I guess anyone that would want to come, it'll be, if we have a quorum, we have to post it anyway, but for anyone that's going to still be here in 2017, the returning members, if they wanted to come and join in, well, I mean, some of them could maybe, it might be good too, and it would be somewhat of a, you know, a little bit of a team building almost at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
As you spent the day together. I don't know if we'll have takers or not, but the reason I mentioned it to Marv I mean, I was going ahead and just doing it. Actually, Janelle gave me, we have done these before. Whether or not we've done as thorough as I'd like to see, I don't know. But they have a whole packet on, like, two whole pages of things, information we have to get together, documents that have to go out, and we're working on that right now. So it'll be, and they seemed, I talked to Fernando, and I talked to, I think it was Julie. Oh, I talked to all three, but I can't remember which one said they had to check. And the reason I mentioned to Marv was, quite frankly, Marv knows more about the city than I do, and so as we go around driving around, a lot more, that it would be good to have someone here. And he's the mayor. He's
definitely.
So, I think I look forward to it. It's something that's really, and I really encourage them to do that, but you can't make them come. I've had council people that have refused in the past. But the other thing would be the League of Minnesota Cities newly elected officials training. Yeah, that's one that really encouraged them. If you talk to any of them or whatever, encourage them to go to that.
You know, and we've got at least two that are on the council that never went to that. I don't think either Andrew or Sean went to that for newly elected officials.
Yeah. They should.
Well, Sean came in, you know, just a minute here. But Sean came in the middle of a year, kind of like, special election.
They probably didn't have a training.
And Andrew, with his schedule, he was signed up to go, and then he didn't get there. So, you know, that would be something that I think we should encourage those that haven't had that, because that's good basic information.
Dennis, do you think it'd be right or appropriate for us to have a policy on this? Just a formal or informal policy, or just something stating these events or not, or is it something worthwhile?
I think that's kind of a city administrator.
We'll
have something.
Because you run into the problems where
we'll have something more in writing.
Time.
Okay.
Maybe a procedure, but not a policy.
Right. Procedure sounds better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't make, I don't think you can make them go.
No.
But to have something in writing, and it's really, you're right, it's up to the city administrator to, you know, you call them all the next day, whether or not you're rooting for them or not. And I don't know any of them, so I wasn't rooting one way or the other. But and, you know, welcome them, and you say we're going to do some training and any information, whatever I can do to help you. Because when they start in January, you want them to have, you know, a little bit of knowledge on what's going on, but it takes a while, as you guys all know.
I really like the idea of the bus tour.
Oh.
You know, we don't do that enough. We did that once a couple of years ago, and it was an eye-opener. I mean, we were looking at streets and stuff like that.
Yes.
But I think that's a great idea.
Also, I talked to Fernando, and I'm going to be bringing him over. I said my truck full of boxes of all the information I've accumulated through the years that I no longer need, rather than duplicating them. So he's looking forward to doing the late night reading, he said.
I never thought about that.
I'm going to go through a lot of it. Some of it might be outdated, but anything that does need to be, that can be updated to save on costs, I'm going to maybe bring it down here and get it updated before we do
it. Yeah, that might even be better. Well, one problem is that we don't always, in fact, we ran into that with the fire station last night. We looked at a CIP that hadn't been updated. And, you know, because you have ones going up to it, and it was in the CIP at one point. Well, the same thing with, I called the city attorney on, what the heck was the issue? Personnel issue. And Robert said, no, I'm looking at the 2011, is that the latest edition? I said, whoa, wait a minute. I have at least five updates since 11 on the pages. And he was working off the 11. And so we need to somehow get all these updated, so it's probably best if you bring it in, so
make sure you get the right,
you know, to make sure they're updated.
Okay. Okay. I'll cross that one off the H's count. Community awards. We've talked about that before. I'm going to talk with Larry about that and the mayor.
Larry.
It's okay, Jeff.
Citizen awards. So thanks.
And
also,
back.
One other question I had brought to my attention. Do we have a policy on how many people can be serving on boards and commissions in the city? If it can be in one, two, or three boards? Anybody recall if we have any limit on how many?
Why do I think there was something?
I don't recall.
It was one. But then there's two different kinds of boards or something. I think we've got something, Steve, but I couldn't tell you what it is. I think
maybe we could research that and bring it back next meeting.
Yeah, that's. You might want to consider one. Yeah, I've been in cities where they only allow one. You can be on one board. And then sometimes, well, you start running into problems. If you have a lot of boards, you don't get enough people that apply. But yeah, I think if you get beyond two, you might be kind of stretching.
Okay. But then there's different kinds of boards. I know it got fuzzy one time for somebody. I don't remember what the circumstances were.
Anything else?
Yeah, that piece of paper. My notes right now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else come before the committee? New business, unfinished business, old business. Move the word here.
Mr. Jim, do you want this back?
Yes, please.
Thank you for the minutes.
Yeah, good job.
It must be me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, with all those pieces of paper, I thought we could be here a while.
I see Sean walked out with his document.